This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم dear listeners from all around the world. Welcome back to IRIB English Radio. You are listening to the program For a Better Life, and I am Beta. Once again, I have the chance, opportunity, and honor to be at your service as the host of today's episode. As you know, in the last episodes, we were talking about the matter and the wisdom behind the sentiment and emotions that we're going through in our lives. As you know, controlling these emotions and these sentiments that we all have as human beings is really important and is one of the responsibilities that we have as human beings in order to have a better life. In this episode specifically, we're going to talk about the manner of thinking and its effects. As you know, several thoughts which are not based on intellect affect the lives of the youth, and we must fight against them. We shall cite a few of them, which are, everyone should like my work and accept my views. You know, we're like, I have to be accepted in the society. And sometimes this thought can improve in a toxic way that we think that everybody should like us, everybody should accept whatever we are doing. And in my own personal opinion, the underlying reason of this behavior, of this thought, is the perfectionism that is becoming stronger and stronger these days. And unfortunately, I have to kind of tell you that I am one of the person who is dealing with this problem, perfectionism. It has many reasons, like the family roots, like the background that you have, you were born in, you were grown up, and so many other things. The other thought that I want to give you as an example is that I should always succeed and never face setbacks. And again, this is a kind of different angle of the underlying reason that I mentioned, perfectionism. And the third thought is, if the work is not as per my Lincoln, it is worthless. You know, we are seeking for the values, for the priorities that are based on the background that we are living in, not based on the values or spiritual importance that we are seeking for. So these thoughts cause misfortune and bitterness in the lives of youth. This is not caused by external factors, but conditions that exist within us. It is obvious that every work cannot be as per our wishes, you know? Hence, we should find an appropriate solution instead of being remorseful, okay? So the first step that we have to follow in order to solve this problem of perfectionism, of these meaningless thoughts, is that we have to actually find a way to understand this mere fact that it's not always like we want it to be. So let's keep the episode here. We're going to go for a short break, then we're going to come back. Stay tuned, dear listeners.
Your mercy, your love is all I need.
Your love is all I need.
All I need.
Your love is all I need.
It's all I need.
Your love is all I need.
All I need.
Your love is all I need.
Oh, 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 oh.
Your love is all I need.
Welcome back. This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program For a Better Life. As you know, in the last part of the episode, we were talking about this important point that nowadays, as especially youth generation, we're dealing with some thoughts, with some problems that are not based on intellect, you know, and we have to find a solution to fight against this thoughts. So I gave you three examples of these thoughts, and I mentioned that this, the underlying reason of these thoughts is the perfectionism that we are dealing with these days. And in this part of the episode, we're going to talk more about these way of thinking. Like the sentence that I should be free from all errors and mistakes or I will not be successful. This thought will create turmoil in the youth and will affect his ability and his willpower. He will be a victim of inferiority complex, deem himself worthless, and feel insecure and lazy. So, as we see, there are many harmful consequences of this way of thinking. Another one is everyone should love and respect me. If it's not so often, I'm not a good human being. This would bring about anger, hatred, irate behavior, and bad manners in youth. So there should be a way to stop this way of thinking. And all of these consequences that I mentioned, like mental stress, inferiority complex, and the behavior of other, destroys the personality of youth. And these sort of things are the consequences of this way of thinking. It is necessary under such conditions that the youth reform their sentiments and impractical demands. You know, we should show thinking that is not based on intellect. Investigate the causes of his restlessness and treat them. So in this part, I want to give you some solutions. First of all, we're going to start from this point that do not be hasty while forming an opinion and making decisions. We are living in a modern world full of speedy things, full of fast procedures. You know, we just go through social medias and we see a life in only 1 minute, and this is fun, you know. It's kind of like addiction. We are addicted to being fast, to doing everything speedy. So we have to keep that in mind. We shouldn't be hasty. Another solution is don't view yourselves and others in the light of the work done by you or others. You know, it is true that we are the consequence of whatever we've done in the past. But it doesn't mean that this is the only and mere meaning of whatever we are. No, you can change everything you are, everything you did, and there is always this opportunity for you. No matter when you decide to change, there is time for you to be another person, to be someone you aren't right now, okay? So you have to always keep that in mind, which you cannot identify people by whatever they've done, okay? And maybe there was kind of external conditions, some difficulties, and so many other factors that you're not aware of, okay? You are reading only one chapter of every book you're facing in your life, okay? Nobody knows the whole story of your life and the whole angles. So another thing is, you know, we shouldn't criticize or approach others. This criticism is a bit kind of a big problem nowadays. We are learning that we have to criticize everything, every behavior. And if you don't criticize someone, it means that you know nothing. It means that you are behind them. And it's not a true mentality for this specific thing. And criticism is a really, really important matter in communication of human beings. And I think we have to have a kind of specific episode talking about criticism. But let's keep it here for now and go for a short break. Stay tuned. We talked about this way of thinking that is not based on intellect. I gave you some examples, some solutions in order to fight against this thought. And if we change our thinking from being irrational and unreasonable and, you know, foregoing appropriate demands, we will find rest and peace, relief from stress, and our lives will be pleasant. Only way that nourishes your soul, don't forget that you have a really, really valuable soul, that you have to nourish it, you have to feed it, okay? And the only thing that feeds this valuable soul of us is spiritual connection with Allah Almighty. So don't forget this beautiful verse from the Holy Quran that the only way you can find peace is the remembrance of Allah Almighty. Thank you for listening to me in this part. I bid you farewell. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every grain of sand in every desert land, he knows. Every shade of palm, every closed hand, he knows. Every sparkling tear on every eyelash, he knows. Every thought I have and every word I share.